We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are on Daf in the old edition with Daf Nun Amud Aleph Amud Beis, sorry, Daf Nun Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and in the Matuk Midrash Chelik Beis when Taf Pei Tes. Today we'll be discussing, we'll continue our discussion of all the different Patsufim, the Patsuf of Yaakov, the Patsuf of Dor Midbar, and Zah and Rachel. We explained at length where they're standing. Each one is in front of the other. That means Yaakov is facing, let's say, towards that direction. So, and Dor Midbar is facing that direction. Zah is facing that direction. The only difference is Leah, Rachel, is back to back. So you have four Patsufim. You have Rachel, Zah facing this way, Dor Midbar facing this way, and then you have finally Yaakov facing that way. So we're going to go into an inyan called making tefillin. It's not the Iker Mokum. The Iker Mokum is in Priyat Chaim Dush Tefillin Perek Ches. But here Agav explains a very interesting concept of tefillin. That's one of the reasons why we're going to wear tefillin.
To judge what it said, why should Leah be the opposite direction of what the flow is?
Rachel, you mean? Rachel is back to back.
It says like Leah Rachel. It said both.
Yeah, okay, so let's say again. So Rachel is like this, back to back with Zah. And then you have Dor Midbar, which is also known as Leah Tachton. And then you have parts of Yaakov. But let's not go into Rachel because she's not the Iker Sugi over here. So let's say, Omnam. In Yitzias, parts of Dor Midbar kan mikoymo. This is the Iker Sugi of Dor Midbar. Ela she'anachnu bi'nu bi'arnu. We also explained it also in other places, like I quoted in the Pri Yitzchayim, Drush Tefillin Perekres, Be'inen Kavanas Tefillin the Rosh. It's also, again, these Patsufim, believe it or not, have to do with the mitzvah we do every single day called Tefillin. Keshah Shalem, the Yaakov, the Keshah of the Tefillin, Tefillah Shel Yad, Shu Rachel, Eshet Yisrael, Keshah Shalem, Inyan Ayin Sham, Shisham Nizbar, Ba'orech HaDrush Hazeh. That's in Pri Yitzchayim. It's much more arichos. Ach, inyan betachlich akitzo hu. He's going to explain to us here b'kitzo. Shehine, achar achore reisha deza yeshchad kotze desare v'nimshach derech ach. Now we're not supposed to make gashim. We know that's the first principle in learning Torah Sechen is we're not make gashim. But nevertheless. We look into our gufim and we see how we're given that permission to medame milsa le milsa be'erech, but we don't say it's the exact same thing, it's just a be'erech. So therefore we imagine Zah with a long lock of hair. There's many locks of hair, and one of the locks of hair goes all the way to the back, halfway down his back. And as it's hitting halfway down his back, it's going to send what's called oirus, a shefa, which is going to go down his back, not really down his back, actually through his back, right through his chest. It's going to hit into the Dor Midbar, which is the paltuf in front of him. And that's going to go, the shefa is going to continue into the paltuf of Yaakov. That's what he's saying over here. So that's the kotz de sara, nimshal der acho, mistaim ad achaze, keneged achor, ke nizgar. So it's hitting in the middle of his back. because you have both sides of your back. Really, remember, Rachel is over there on his back. So really, he's hitting her face. There's a hakol with his hair going on top of her face, on both sides of her face.
His back is Batafka. Musug.
Makkah
is Bedafka?
Yeah, of course.
As opposed to just
Hulik. Yeah, there's no accidents in Shemayim, don't worry.
No, I mean it's with the Hulik Shom. What's the word Makkah?
There's a Hakol, there has to be Hakol we know is also Loshon Zivuk as well. We saw this many times in Chelek Aleph. So it's intention, yeah. What's going to happen out of this hakol? There's going to be a ha'ora coming from the saras. Saras, we always know, it's a loshen. It's always representing sinoras. Sinoras which have inside of it shefa. So these sinoras called Zaras, Kiliochel, right, are hitting, are being Mavir, the Shefa is being Mavir, Havara, Havara is a Shefa, from these, from the top of his head all the way to the back, hitting his back, going inside of his back, V'nechneses Hara Azu B'toicho, into his body, the Zaz body, Mekoach HaKor, because you need HaKor, this pressure to get in. Ubukas, and it breaks in, V'yote Migufo Dezaz, there upon him Shalom, and it goes out right through his stomach, right through his chest, outwards. Okay? Umisham Maka Ba'achor Resh de Yaakov, V'nimshech Ad Mitzcho Upano. They go all the way past Dor Midbar, all the way past the back of Yaakov's head, right to the front of his head, and that's going to make the tefillin, believe it or not, of the on the Patsuf of Patsuf of Yaakov. ומשם מכה באחור ראש של יעקב ונמשך עד מצחו ופנו ושם נעשה בכינס תפילין דראש יעקב. Yaakov is now going to be wearing tefillin. Again, this is all very spiritual. We're not Megash, we don't think that there's a part of, actually there we're wearing a black box, a leather box of tefillin, but rather these are all very spiritual lights.
It's only Rosh and not.
One second, we're building, everybody's going to have their yad. What?
Everybody around.
Tefillin Shel Rosh.
I know, you know, you're from Yad to Rosh.
Sorry?
Normally you go from Yad to Rosh.
We may go Yad to Rosh.
When you put tefillin.
All this happening with Bas Achas. One second. We can't speak with Bas Achas, so we have to build up the story. Just hold on. Right. I know usually you put on the Yad before the Rosh, so you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're going to see how this is built up. ומכוח הקור גדול חויזה אור לאחוריו ומויצי קשר תפילה דרוש דעיקה הנזכה. So imagine what's going on here, right? The shepherd comes right through his head, right through the top part of the parts of Yaakov, comes out, creates his tefillin dorosh, and then going back into his head, goes back to the back of his head and hits the parts of which is behind him, which is Dor Midbar. Dor Midbar, we know, is total to the Yaakov, the Pasuk of Yaakov. Dor Midbar is going to represent, this is a call which is hitting Dor Midbar, is going to represent the Kesher in the back of his Tefillin Shel Rosh. Sorry? We know, he's mentioned this before. In the previous year. Umikoach HaKor G'doyla Choyza Or L'Achrov Moise Kesher Tefila the Rosh Al De Yaakov Nizka. Now he's going to Leah, but he's referring to the top layer, which is above Rachel in the back of Zah. He b'chinas keshet fila de rosh Zah. Remember, let's not get confused. You have parshas Yaakov with Dor Midbar, and also equivalent to that, you have Zah and Leah. Leah is going to be on the back of his das, right here in the back of his head. She's going to represent the Kesher Tefillin Shel Rosh for Zah. In the same way, we'll find that the Dor Midbar is going to represent the Kesher, the knot that we find in the back of the Rosh, the Yaakov. V'achgach od chozer or le'achor v'nichnas toch guf d'zah. So it's going to move from Yaakov, back into Yaakov, back into Dor Midbar, then back into Zah. It's moving backwards now. V'yotze mimeno derech achor, v'sham yotze ad metzer deponim derech el anuk v'dizah. Remember, she's back to back. So the oil is going to come in, hit the back of her head, and it's going to go directly into the forehead of Rachel, and therefore Rachel is kivyochel wearing tefillin. This could be where the Benois Ramalutam or the Benois Rashi were wearing tefillin. Maybe they're in Kabbalah as well. V'nasti shal b'chinas tefillin derosh derachel hanikra tefillin deyad dezah. So that same tefillin derosh derachel is going to make the tefillin dezah. Now how is that? Because that really doesn't make sense, because if they're facing back to back, her tefillin is pointing one way, and his yad, remember, we always put our yad towards our panim. So how can that be the tefillin derosh, which is facing the other way? So what it means is that, as it's explained in a different place, that Rachel moves. She was going to move to a position in front of Zah on his left-hand side. we'll find that Yaakov moves on the right hand side of Zah, and Rachel is going to move from the back of Zah into the left hand side of Zah, and she's going to move close to Zah. So really her tefillah is going to be connected to his right arm. That is where the tefillah shel Yad corresponds to her head. Understood? That's how they're going to fit, because she's going to swap into that position where she goes ponim to ponim. Okay, so that's the pshat. We know the door midwar almost has a different name called Leah. We call Leah Shnia or Leah Tachton. She's the Eishes Yaakov. She's behind Yaakov. Now, Yaakov Ishtam. State in the Pasuk in Bereishis that Yaakov Ishtam. Listen to this pshat in the Pasuk. Shegavar b'yalnu b'mokom achar. We already explained in Drush Pesach, in Shach Kavod Drush Pesach, we've done it, and Drush Dalet, that Leah is Nikras Tam. Now, how is it? What's the correlation between Tam and Leah? She is really the Kesher of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because really, as we know, the Leah is behind his Das, right? That's exactly where you put the Kesher. Now, how's that work in Shemus? She, which is Leah, Lokachas, Dalit Alofim, the Dalit Eke, let me just read it and I'll explain to you. Eke, Sheyesh Benetzer Hod Yisod is Ima, Shebehem Luvoshim Bemochi Za Mitzad Ima, Lasas Mochim Sheba, Behem Gematra Midas. It means like this. We know that Ima comes into Za, and the reason why she comes into Za in order to grow his Mochim. So she brings in her Netzer Hod Yisod. Inside the Netzach HaYisod, we know, comes Chochma, Bina, and then Chasadim Nidas, Gvul Nidas. That's called Moichim. Those Moichim are represented by Ekes, four different Ekes. Eke the Yudim, you can spell Eke in different ways. Eke with a Yud, Eke with a Hey, Eke with the Aleph, which is represented by Kasa, Kasa, Kaba, Kana. Those are the Gematras of those Ekes. So that Moichim is going to come down. Now, those Ekes, is how do you spell Eke? Poshut is Aleph, K, Yud, K. So the Aleph, we're talking about the Mali. This Ek is Mali. So when you Mali the Aleph, it's Aleph, Lamed, Pe. Aleph, Lamed, Pe is the Gematria of 111. It's 111. Now we know there's four Morchim coming, Keneged, Chub, Chub. So those 411 times 4, which is coming into Zah, is how much? 444. That's the Gematria of Midas. When David the Melech says Midas Yumai Mahi, as we learned early on in Shal Rachel Leah Perek Aleph, all that dosh over there. So what's the Nogea over here? What's Nogea to here is that we know the Shefa comes in, leaves a Shoresh in his Mashpia. So we're talking about the Ima's Mashpia on Zah, these four Ekes, these four Alephs. But he keeps the Aleph because the Shosh always stays inside the place where it's Mashpia, and then the Ashpah goes further on to Leah. Okay? From Mima into Zah. Zah keeps the first Aleph of each one. And you're left with the four Lamed Peis. Right? Lamed Pei times four is 440. That is the Gematria of Tam. That's how we know that Leah is Tam.
Say that again.
I explained to you. The Shefa is coming in from Ima into Zah. The Shefa which is coming in is represented by four Ekes, particularly the Aleph, the first letter of these four Ekes. We're talking about its Male, so the Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Now, Zah is going to keep the Aleph for himself. He's going to give over the Lamed Pei to Leah.
Who is he keeping it?
Because that's the Shoresh of the Shefa. The first letter is the Shoresh. That's what happens. The Shefa comes in, the Shoresh is kept, and the Hashpah is given over. So he keeps the Aleph. He keeps the four Aleph. He gives over the four Lamed Peis. Lamed Peis, how much? 110. He gives him four of them. That's 440. He's giving over to Leah. It's Gemat Chetam. That's how we know that Leah is receiving Tam, the Shefa of Tam, which is the four Lamed Peis. That's why she's considered to be Tam. Now listen to the way he's going to be Dorish the Pasuk over here. V'kan inen kan b'Yaakov And same thing we're going to find by the, we're talking over the Leah Elyon, right? Elyon means Zaz giving over this Tam Shef over to Leah Elyon. Lachein inyan kam beYaakov, which we're talking about Leah Tachton. Lachein yama Yaakov ish Tam. Look at the way he's doish. Baal de Tam. Not the Yaakov's Tam, but rather he's the Baal of the Tam, Tam being Leah. Kenizhi would say Zohar Pashas Shlach. Again, it's not his drush. They mafosh in the Zohar Zamin Pshad will become a koymus in the Zohar. Now he's going to make a little sikum for us now. Vinimsa, he's going to go over what he just said. Ki parzev ze nika dor midbar eno nigmeres b'tikun ad achre kama b'chinas ha'aros. Now the dor midbar that we spoke about, this parzev is going to be finished after a few different ha'aros. Ha'aro achas he b'tchila. Kasher Yotza Yesod the Abba, there upon him Chutz leZah leHotzit Yaakov. Remember what's creating the door Midbar, the parts of door Midbar which is in front of Zah, and also the parts of Yaakov which is in front of that. What's creating? We know that's Yesod the Zah which is protruding into Zah and breaking out of Zah and creating these two parts of him. V'az Kodim Shiyai leYaakov. Here Mokum Ze Nikar door Midbar Kineskaler. First he's Meir on the Dor Midbar, actually creating Dor Midbar, and then he's made later on the parts of Yaakov. Ki teke v'tzeitzo me'ir samoch l'za. V'ach ga midrach ha'egiot me'ir li'Yaakov atzmo. Omam ika aro hi haita b'Yaakov. Avada the whole kavon here is to build Yaakov. Ki zua kavon is a'o le'hoti Yaakov. Ere sh'derch agav, or derch havor ba'alma here v'mokam Dor Midbar k'nizkele'el. But derch agav, when it's passing by this space, then he creates this part of Dor Midbar. A Dor Midbar. V'gam zeh, we'll start from Ba'achikar Ba'ez Hakos Koitsa Desare Achore Gufa Deza Keneged Chose Deza. Again, we're talking about this lock of hair, Kiviochel, right? It's not actually locked up, it's about the oilers are coming down, hitting the back of Za. Kedelhoti Tfilin Shel Rosh Di Yaakov Keniske Le'el. Gam Harozu, which is the koitz of the sa, which is going bashing into the back of Zohar, called him Shem Tagir Le Yaakov Pugaz Bevok Mazeh Anikar Dor Midbar. It's going to hit into the first part of which is the Dor Midbar. It's going to go from the back to Zohar, outside the front of him, and into the Dor Midbar. Vegam Zeh Gam Zoharo Be'alma Derech Havora Ki Ikra Hi Le Yaakov. Really, it's only Derech Havora, the Ikra Matora of the Yesod Abba, which is coming in through this Shefa, which is called the Koitz of the Sara, is to make the part of Yaakov. V'kivah b'yanu kivanas atfilin. Ki k'shover z'akor Koitz of the Sara to gufa de Zah atzmo, when this is going inside the body of Zah, hu shov v'lokeach imo mina orot shebipnimius Zah. V'em v'netzer hod yesod de Abba, v'gam v'netzer hod yesod de Ima, v'perkim v'nzoim sholeem v'luvosh mechaga de Zah, v'az motzim aroa hi l'chutz el Yaakov. Venimse shegam Yaakov yeshkitzat oiled menetzah hod yesod the ima v'zocha ze hetev. Now again, I'll explain to you that even though we're saying that the yesod the Abba is going inside of Zah and protruding outwards and creating these two partsufim, but you have to know that the yesod the Abba is enveloped by the yesod the ima. So in actuality, what's creating the partsuf of Dor Midbar and Yaakov is a combination of Yesod the Abba and Yesod the Ima. And he says, Zachol Zehetev. Don't forget this. We're going to need this information for later on. Which is the Koitz of the Sarah. When this Ha'or is coming out, and Choizrim Le'achor Ad Reshid De Rochel, Keniskele'el, right? It's coming back for a second time, right? It goes, hits Rachel, it goes out, Dor Midbar, the Yaakov, and then goes back from Yaakov, Dor Midbar, into Zah, back, the second time, into Rachel, excuse me, as Lokachas, this Kot, as it goes into the body of Zah, it's retrieving, Gam Ken Ha'ora Mochim de Yaakov, it's coming and schlepping with it the Morchim de Yaakov. Omolchimo haro mamoshi shedom midbar ba'achorav v'az nigmeres v'nasis kotz kesher de tefillim. That's going to make the kesher tefillim as it's going through Yaakov and back into the door of Midbar. As ksiv alav Yaakov ish tam kenizka ba'ofen she'ein door Midbar nigmeret ad hakor koitz desare desa kenizka. So that's the way in order that we're going to finish off the building of the palace of door Midbar is through this what's called the Or Choizev from Yaakov back into door Midbar.
Still to the Rush, but not Shalyad.
Yeah, but this is happening instantly. We're having the. Oh, we're not with the Yad yet. But yeah, but it's the Yad of Zah.
No, but Rush is more Kodosh.
Sorry?
Rush is more Kodosh.
Okay, that's the. That's. Let's leave that in for a minute. Okay. Now, we have a casual view. Al Tetame Ech Hu, that means the door midbar, Kom of Yosef Zah. V'Yaakov merochok min hazah. If you look at the formation, we have Zah over here, and then you have the door midbar over here, and then further on you have Yaakov. So we know that kol kolov koidim, right? Or whatever is closer to Zah, you expect to be more choshev because Zah is most choshev, and Yaakov is second in charge, and then you have door midbar. So it makes more sense to have Zah than Yaakov, and then door midbar. Why is it inverse? So he says, ki, hine hi omedes sham ba'achore Yaakov tfeila ilav. You ask me, where is the state tfeila? I say before, and also it says here, that the door midbar is tfeila li Yaakov. Velo kachas haroteya mitzad achore Yaakov besod or choizer. Remember, the only way to make this part is by an inferior light called the or choizer. So she's in this door midbar is an inferior part of, and it's brought to the Yaakov, which is the Iker Paltzuf, and that's the whole reason why it came out, the Yisod Abba. But also saw Besod Keshet Tefillin also is much more inferior than the actual Batim, which is in front. The Einzu Mala Ele Giron, the fact that it's in back of Yaakov is not a Mila because it's closer to Zamba, rather it's a Chisoren, it's showing a Chisoren in the intensity of the Paltzuf. We know the door midbar. Why is it called door midbar? By the way, called door midbar because the entire generation of the midbar came out from that Patsuf. All the neshamas came out from that Patsuf. And who were they? They were the Bnei Yaakov. Eventually, everybody was Bnei Yaakov who came out of that. Strange, another very similar question. Dor Midbar, which is the Bnei Yaakov, right? The total of the Bnei Yaakov, they're closer to Zah than Yaakov himself, because Yaakov is not the part of Zah, but rather his Shosh Neshama comes from the part of Zah, the Yaakov. So how can that be? But inenu ki vadai hu shelo haya dor gadol kedor midbar. Vada, we know the Dor Midbar is a tremendous generation that was there. Again, the same reason, because it's Tofel. Dor Midbar is not considered to be in that position because of a mile of being close to Zah, but rather as a chison being in the back of Yaakov. Shem Yoshvim ba'achorav yonkim derech orchfo of Yaakov kinisko. Ve'od shemivatam ze hine Yaakov avihem tchila yorish mokum shelo achitzon hahu. ואחרכך על ידי מייסב נסעלה מדרגה אחר מדרגה עד שנעשה מרכבה לפני ולפנים של זה עצמו אשר זה סור לא יעקב יאמר עוד שמחה כי אם ישראל ואהב את זה. And another reason is that a different shot completely, and the shot is, don't think the door midbar is, since it's closer to Zah, it's and Yaakov is further from Zah, therefore door midbar is a mailer. No, but rather that was only betchilas the growth of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, had growing periods as well. Like the Zohar says, Betchila, he wasn't Shalem, he didn't reach his complete potential. Later on, he stagged and actually became part of Zah. So, true, at the beginning, maybe he was a bit Roch from Zah, but at the end, he became part of Zah. Veda, ki kol neshamas dor midbar kulam ayim boi mezah, mezois anukva, anikre dor midbar, shemam kineska le'el, shehi, eishes Yaakov. Bio inyan zehu כי הנה נסבר אצלנו כעניין ועניין בחינת שיש לרחל נוקמה דזה שהיא רחל אשת ישראל. We're making comparison between the Dor Midbar and Yaakov, which is Eishes Yaakov, and also Leah, or Rachel, I should say, which is Eishes Yisrael, which is Eishes Zah. Ve'amalnu she'achis she'chotu adam u'rishon lo chotu shneim od liyo isponim v'ponim. We saw this early on, that because of the chet adam u'rishon, the Rachel was not able to go immediately ponim v'ponim with Zah. Ad binyan beisa nigdad v'shloma. Allah v'shalom. Until Shloma Melech, then they were able, then they were shalom, then there all the tikkunim happen, and then Rachel were able to go ponim v'ponim with Zah. Aval bezvan do midba, hayu, אח באח, זהב ורוח הוא אח באח, לא חותם. Imagine that. והנה, בוועד ההוא, שבחין הזיווג, עליון לא נפסק אפילו בימי דור מדבר. But we know ודאי, that it can't be, because we know they were in a high generation, they were בני יעקב, שתקו. So how could it be? Avadim must have been a zivug all the time over there. Mitzadach, we find in different places, the Zohar tells us, there were the ach ba'ach. Well, were they ach ba'ach and not making zivugim? Or was the zivug shalim and it was eino nifsak? Which one is it? So I have a little bit of a different gear, so mine starts with omnam. Omnam inyan hu, ki vadai hu, ki zun hayu ach ba'ach, bi yoises b'midva. Avadim, they were ach ba'ach, like the Zohar says. ולא היה בהם זיווג כניסקה בספר זו פרשת של תרומה. אבל זה לא זיווג בשעת דור מדבר. אמנם זיווג שהיה נעשה אז בזמן הדור מדבר, היה בחינת יעקב ונוקבה נקרא דור מדבר כניסקה. וכל הנשום של דור מדבר היו נמשוך מזיווג זה, ולכן נקרא Al Shimam. That's why this passage is called Dor Midbar. So again, the kasha was, we know the entire generation of Dor Midbar was created because of must have been created because of a zivug. It doesn't happen like that. Where did it come from? If the Zohar is telling us they were Ach Ba'ach. There it says, Rachel v'Zah were Ach Ba'ach. But when it comes to the passage of Dor Midbar, which is Eishes Yaakov, which is also called Leah Shnia, Leah Tafton, she had zivug all the time with Yaakov. Let's continue now. Dor Midbar. We're going to speak about Dor Midbar and Moshe Rabbeinu. Obizet Tovin on page Tav Tzadizai. Obizet Tovin ma shekosu b'sefer Zohar Parshas Baal Yitzchak. Shehador hu ayu kulam nechlolim b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you know that? That the entire Dor Midbar was nechlal in Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemoshe Omer HaKosuv shesh me'ois elev ragli ha'am asher anochi b'kivu. See in the pasuk that he mentions this lotion ha'am asher b'kivu ragli ha'am. He's making a reference to as if it's his people. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this. V'atamu, how can he say it's his people? How can the cloud Yisrael is his people? V'atamu shekulam yotzi me'aras yisod ha'am shebetor zah. Because what's happening over here? Asher hu nika b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu kibuatz leinu, that we know in Shai Yaakov Leah Perek Aleph she Moshe hu yisod de Abba. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was yisod de Abba. Veli Yosi she Yaakov v'nukva shneiyam nasu me'or yisod de Abba. We know that Yaakov and the Eishes Yaakov Dor Midbar was also made from yisod de Abba. V'chein haneshom hazavot mizuvug ha'hu kula mecholon b'Moshe ki memeru tzatz. That's cool, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu can claim that they are my people. Why? Because they are also come from the Shef of Abba. Abba creates Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov, and that is the Shorash of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Abba, and it also comes down to Yesod Abba. Vezesh amalnu Rabbeinu zichrona livracha. In the Mechilta, Parsha Yisro, it states in the Pasuk there. Say the pasuk like this: Kol Asher Asa Hashem leMoshe veYisrael Amo. Say in the pasuk that everything that Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael Amo, His people. So the Mechilta says the Shokol Moshe Rabbeinu Keneged Kol Yisrael. Imagine that. Moshe Rabbeinu was connected called Klal Yisrael. He kulam nitzutzo shalom, because they all came from his nitzutzo, from his shorosh neshama. V'gam zesod shenika dor ha'hu dvorim v'divrei yamin darda. You know what darda stands for? Shepirusho dor dea. We know that generation was called dor dea. Lefi sheyotzu me'adas penimi deza shebetoch yisod ez daba shu b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom v'onika Das Elyon. That's why it's called Das Elyon. Okay, so therefore we need the kesher between Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Yisod, also the Yaakov, the Bnei Yisod came also from the Yisod Avram. Now, a new sugya. This sugya has to do with Zohar. Zohar states that, well, let's read it. V'hine, Sefer Zohar on page Tav Tzadiches. V'hine, Sefer Zohar, Omru, it says, Ki kol anshe amidbar hen besitri de yovela. Look at that. So what does that mean? He's going to explain to us. I always explain to people that the Arizal is a pirush on the Zohar. The Zohar without the Arizal is not understandable whatsoever. I'll give an example. The Zohar says Sitra de Yovela. Says the Arizal, I'll tell you what's psha. Vehine Yovela hi ima v'lo abba. Yovela is ima v'lo abba. Vehim tedaktik tavim shedivra Zohar hem nechonim lemevin. Those who understand properly will understand that the Zohar is mamish duyak. Shalama yovel me yovela ela mitzitra de yovela. That means mitzad yovela. Shalama mitzide yovela, on the side of yovela. Now what's yovela b'chalam? Even though it's ima, but what part of ima? Vine ena bina atzmo nikhe yovela. It's not the actual parts of a bina, rather ela yesod sheva levad. V'zeh yesod posuk v'al yuval yishalach Shchoshov. That's Shem Yirmiyah. Al Yuvav Yishalach Shchoshov. Shehu Nar Elyon Yisod Imas. The Nar Elyon, the flowing water. Al Palgimayim. Shemo Yovel. So we know the Yisod Ima is called Yovel. So we're called Mitzad Yisod Ima. What's on the Tzad of Yovel? Which, what is inside of the Ima's Yisod? Who Yisod Abba Rush B'Toch V'Akifo Mepifnim Kol Tzav V'Pinimim Zeh Sitra Di Yovel Shu Yisod Abba Notum B'Sitra Di Yisod Ima. That's Pshat Mezor that says that the Anshe Midbar, which is Dor Midbar, came out from the Sitra Di Yovel. That means the Yisod of Abba, which was inside the Yisod Ima. Well, the emphasis is going to give us another four Pshatim. What's Pshat? Sitra de Yovel. That's one Pshat. That Yesod Abba is inside Yesod Ima. Pshat number two. Gam inyan hu ki achi she nifsak Yesod Ima bechazet deza. We know the Ima goes only to the Chazet. Sham bevikseihu tarton yotze umilgal Yesod Abba. We know that Yesod Abba is Megulim. Vizu shamar besitra de Yovel. Rotzloma. Yesod Abba yotze mikse ak tarton Yovel. Shu Yisod Ima. We know Yovela doesn't change. That definition is fixed. Yovela means the Yisod Ima. But what's coming out? What's coming out from the Yovela? That is the Yisod Abba. That's a different pshat. Not that it's inside, but rather what's coming out. That's the focus. Pshat number three. Od biur ache yesh. Ba'af pisha amalnu shem Yisod Abba. Even though we just said it's Yisod Abba, v'hecheru shve'esi yotim ara elu b'toch Yisod Abba, u'ma'arvim hen ema'orah shle chasadim li'im amigalim amigulim ve'omdim sivod Yisod Abba kedid kenoda. V'yotzei az v'chutz ma'arvim elu b'elu, v'gam en nichlal v'do'adim midbar, aval enom bechla b'nechizot ima rak mitzad echad bevad. Sh'eshu v'chinas panim d'zah. So what's happening is that Yisod Abba is coming out, going past Yisod Ima because Yisod Ima is short, and mixing around with the five chasodim. Shehine, kishenik ba Yisod Abba le'ir b'Yakov yotze der panim dizah. We know it's not going in the back because that's where the gvul is going to go to for Rachel, but rather the Yisod Zah, Yisod Abba which is coming in the Zah, is going in the panim. The ha'oros are going in the panim. That's mixing with the five chasodim of Ima. Vaz poga v'chasadim de'ima le'ois oisam shem mitzad ponim de'za, on the chasadim which are on the ponim de'za v'sham mitarvim mitzad nitzutzo shal chasadim ahem ima arot v'yotim yesod de'aba v'yotim lechutz v'yachan le'ir b'yakov. Zeh she'amarnu, that's the pshat sitra de'yovela ki gam v'hem yesh tzad ichad v'sitra chad de'yovela shehu tzad deponim kenoda ayin inyan zele kamar. So we're talking, what's the sitra tzad of the yovel of the yesod the ima? That's talking about the chasadim which are on the tzad ponim of zah. Pshat number four. V'gam biur ache yesh v'hu שהנה, החסד הם מגולים באימא, הם סובים, מקיפים ליסוד האבא, מאחז למטה. We know that the חסד הם come out from אימא, when the יסוד האבא comes around, they're going to מקיף it. And what's, listen what's going to happen. וליות זה הערת מגולים גורו מילה הרבות באורס, they're going to have a lot of, it's going to be the cooker pressure effect, as I always say. ואז נבקע כל יסוד, יסוד האבא, ויות האור לחוץ, וזה שאומרו, דנופקו מסיטרה דיובלה. That means, כי מכוח יובלו, זה שמר בהם, לכן הם יוצאים לחוץ כנעודה. Because the chasadim put so much pressure on the yisod de arba, it breaks, and that's pshat מסיטרה דיובלה. פשט number 5 זה final פשט, וגם מהנסדעתי נראה ששמעתי פירוש אחר שמומור יזר, והוא שדור המדבר הזה ניקה לאה אשת יעקב כניס גלאל, ואף עוד בי שלאה זו יציא מיסוד האבא, even though the אשת לאה שנייה, right, which comes up מיסוד האבא, אם כזה סתם בחין אז לאה היא מסיטר דיובר לכן אמה ולושן זה. לושן זה. So that even though we are saying that ואף בשלאה הזאת היא ביסוד האבא, we know it comes up with יסוד האבא, אם כזה, סתם בכינס לאה היא מסיטרה דיובלה. She's nevertheless still a female partzuf, and the female partzuf has to originate from some other female partzuf, which is Ima. That's the mitzad of Yovela, means literally in this pshat that she comes from Ima. לכן אמר בלושן זה, so it's really בעצם she's a combination of both. Let's go back to it. והנה, אם מה שביארנו, Yuvan Tam Shenikra Shemo Yaakov Veloshon Bikia. Now, why is it Yaakov is associated with Bikia? Because we just spoke about the Bikia of the Yisod of Zah of Abba. She Yaakov Oisias Yivka. You see that? If you change the letters of Yaakov, it's spelled Yivka. It represents the inner of the Bikia Yisod the Abba, which creates the pasuk of Yaakov. Gam Yuvan Inyan Yaakov. Yaakov, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov, and then there's a psik, there's a line between the Yaakov, so you stop between Yaakov, and then the kriya continues, the Baal Kor continues and says the other Yaakov. The pasuk Tamad Kiniska B'Id Rabba, and there's a reason why there's a psik over there to split the two Yaakovs, as he's going to explain later on. Vigam Yuvan, so the pasuk also we can understand pshat if he is, stated in the pasuk Bereishis. Chav Zayin Lamed. Vahi Ach Yatzu Yatzu Yaakov. Listen to this. This is Mamash Gevaltik. Nitzuk Midvash. Pshut Kamashmo. Shtei Yitzir. Shtei in the Posuk that Yaakov chav the brocha from Esav. What happened? As soon as he left the room, what happened was is that Esav popped into the room. But why does it say double Loshon Hu Yotze Yatza? Twice over. Says the Arizal, there were two yitzias. What's the two yitzias? Ve'ini nu ki nevuchin Yaakov any yotzes ela aridei shtei bekiyas. That we know that Yaakov comes out of shtei bekiyas. Achatzi bekiyas yisod ha'avos. That's number one. Atzmo. Ve'achigara bokim masach acher sheni. Vukei guv dezar atzmo. Ve'elu em shtei pamim Yaakov. Ve'gam shtei yitzias nizkom beposes. Therefore, one bekiya is the splitting of the yisod ha'avo. That's the first yitzia. And then you have another yitzia that's the breaking of the goof of Zah to break out, and then finally get to Yaakov. That's how Yaakov is made to the two yitzias. On yesh pirush ach, we have an appeal number two. V'hu she'ineh behechachu she'kasher nivka yisod ha'aba yotze ha'rotav toch guf de Zah mibifnim chutz l'yisod ha'aba. So therefore, when the yisod ha'aba breaks, it mishes around inside the goof of Zah before it comes out. And that's going to create, believe it or not, the first Yaakov. The first Yaakov is going to be inside of Zah. Va'achigar, excuse me. Kishabogin guf de Zah, when it splits the goof de Zah, atmo yote Yaakov sheni, mechutz le Zah. Two Yaakovs. That explains the double loshem. Va'arem shtei yitzias v'shtei Yaakovs. That's beautiful. There's two yitzias, one from the Yesod de Abba. Into Zah, that creates one Yitzi and one Yaakov, and it breaks out from the Yisod, from the Guf de Zah, that's Yitzi number 2, and creating then Yaakov number 2. Let's continue. V'hini kasher Yaakov Avinu tafton shebezeh ha'olam hischil itakin ma'asev. When Yaakov started shtagging and he was mistaken ma'asev, v'ala, see that the Musa Haskel here, even Yaakov Avinu was working on himself. V'ala madrega achem madrega v'tchila heisig v'yos me'kovel lezeh Yaakov achitzon shuhu kadma v'erer Yaakov Avinu. Right, because we'll find the Zohar says a lotion that at the beginning he was Eino Sholim, and at the end he was Sholim. The Zohar says like this, Yaakov Batcho Sholim, the end of the life of Yaakov was Sholim, Kadma Alo Sholim, O Pasik Tama Begavayhu. So we see the Zohar is made, the Yaakov Batcho was Sholim, but the Kadma originally Lo Sholim. Okay? So therefore, what is he saying over here? So let's repeat that again. Otam, for him, he got to a position where his Shoshan Shama was in Yaakov, which is outside of Zal. Because it was closer to, it was one of the lowest parts of him. ואחר כך עולה מנסה מקובל ליעקב בפנימי שבתור זע שערי בתחו again לא שנו זו בתחו afterwards בבחינת שמלמטה למעלה אז הוא שלים, he became a שלים. That means he was נכלל in זע אבל בערך היציאס למעלה בפנימי הוא קדמו וחיצן הוא בתחו ובזה גם בזה נסבג סוד שני פעמים יעקב ושני יציאס. Okay, so at the beginning he was inside of Zah, that was Kadmo. Oh, that's not true. One second. Let's do that again. As the shepherds coming out, that created the parts of, oh, this is another pshat. This created the parts of Yaakov. That was the first Yaakov. That's Yaakov Kadmo. And then when he shtagged and he became part and parcel of Zah, then that's called Yaakov Asheni and Basro. And that's your two Yetzias. That's your two Yetzias. So let's continue. Frekta Bakasha, Od Yesh Pirush. State Sheni, but really there's another Gesta that this is Pirush Lishi. V'hu Shegam Achet Tzeitzo Mechut Liza Ha'orot Shelo Osim Shtei Masot. That even though it goes out, there's still two Masot. Ha'echad B'sod Dor HaMidbar. So again, the Yesod the Zah, the Abba is going out. And it's breaking through. That's Masor Achas. It stops where the Dor Midbar is. That's the first stop. And then it's going to go to Yaakov. That's stop number two. That's going to create the two Yaakovs as well. Let's see. Od Yesh Pirush Hashlishi. Vuhu Shigam Achet Tzeitzeso Mechutz Leza Ha'od Shelo Osim Shtei Masors. Ha'echa B'sod Dor HaMidbar Kenoda. Shu Kadma Liyetzia Lo Shalim. And that's what the Zohar refers to as Lo Shalim. He wasn't perfect because it was only an intermediary stage to get to the final stage. V'acha Nosa the O continues on. V'osa Yaakov Bala Basra. The Basra Miti Shu Shalim. That makes the Amistika part of Yaakov Vizu Shtei Pami Yaakov Vishtei Yetzias V'havinzeh. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we finished the Perek. Sha'a Orez Zoom Perek Aleph. We still have five more minutes, so let's continue into the next Perek. Let's start. Perek Beis. Begini. Achesh is by Inyan Dor Midbar. Now that we finished with the Dor Midbar, Nivai, Gamken, Inyan, Shtea Orez, Acheres, Sheyoitzes, Miyasod, Abba, Lichutz Lezal. Now that we explain the whole Inyan of Dor Midbar, Nivai gam ken inyan shtei ha'oros achir sheyotzim yisod ha'aba lechutz lezah. Besides the yisod ha'aba, which is creating the Dor HaMidbar in Yaakov, he also the yisod as it's coming out, breaking through Zah, is going to create more parts of him. The hemikam yisod shnei matos.
It's for Kusha though to Zah or not?
Yes, it's going through Zah. Yisod going into yisod ha'aba is going into Zah, breaking through Zah. And creating Dor HaMidbar v'Yaakov is also going to create the two matas, the two staffs. Shein Pasuk, Mata Elokim, Mata Moshe. He's going to create those two staffs. We'll speak about that later on. Kenitzka b'zor v'gam oiras elom nisab zman Dor HaMidbar. It's also found in the same zman as the Dor HaMidbar. Gam inyan erev rav created the inyan of erev rav shuv b'zman Dor HaMidbar. Ma'inyonam, we're going to speak about that. Agav Greira Nidvar Ina Esav, we're going to speak about Esav as well. He's also Patsuf. Yeah. Echaya Achiv Shel Yaakov Avinu, why is he Achiv? Why is he a twin with Yaakov? We're going to speak about that as well.
Wait, don't they, Erev is part of
Dorot. They came out from Mitzrayim, no?
Yeah, no, no, okay.
V'hine, know that she is so the Abba, asher nigla ata mechaze de zav elemata. We know the Ima stops over there, and therefore there's a Giro, and you saw the Abba. Hine, vadai uposhutu shiayi bekot stoda. We know that the oil is going to split from all different sides, not only directly in front to build the Bor Midbar and Yaakov, but it's going to split to the right and left, and also by Alakson. So we're going to have four different Ashpals, one to the right, one to the left, and one by Alakson, and the other one to Balakson the other way. So let's keep track over here. V'hine, Bishlam itzad achor enu meir sham b'chutz leza shum aro. As we said, because Rachel's there, that's being taken care of, the aro which is coming from Ima. But Abba is going to be meir ponim, and not b'achor. But in ponim, again, you have three directions. Front, and then right and left. That's number 2 and 3. And then also 4 and 5, by Alakson to the right and Alakson to the left. V'hine, Bishlam itzal acho, eino mir sham chutz leza, shum aor, kivan shisham omezrach, venu v'deza. She mebichinas or the ima. Ima takes care of her. Aval v'shat, stodim, shem yamim esmol uponim, v'anda sh'or yotzi misham, in kain tzog leida mahem. What are they going to create as the or is coming out from za? Shekivar or is yotzi der uponim. That we explained already. About oil that study mihem. What can be created on the oil coming to the right and left of Zam? Those are going to come actually from the Alakson. We're going to misvaya in Perek Vov later on. Mihem elo oros asher sham minat stodim. There's two. That's going to be the two matters. V'sham nivaya hem bechinas be'or. Actually, not the matters, but the bear. Actually, not the actual bear. Actually, the mount of Elanei Akava. The bear is going to be built by something else. Okay, here we go. Here's start. Omnam nevayat chila inan aniska. We're going to explain now the oiros that come by Alakson. What do they build? Hine shegam tzar leida milvad the oiros shemeir yisod ha'ab lishet stodim dezam yamin small od yesh oiros achiras shemitzad ponim dezam mamish yeshtei oiros shtei shurus. We know there's two levels, right? In front of Zah, there's the Dor Midbar, that's level number one, and then in front of that, you have another row called Yaakov. You have two levels in front of him. On both of those parts of him, you're going to find Alakson. Achas Yishua Pnimi Kovel Zah, that's the closest, that's where the Dor, he Nikas Dor Midbar, can know that. Veshua Ashnir, Hayose Chitoni, he Yaakov Ba'alam. But stay elus hem be yoshe mamish derech aparim dezah, because that's all in front of zah. Omnam gam be alakson meir or akol der aparim dezah belvad. Vusha or yotze not be alakson. Voise ara achas miyamin do dor midva. Vegam ara alakson mi small dor midva. Oise shama ach acheres. Now there ze hem oise miyamin and small di Yaakov. Oime be shura chitzone she stay oron. Ach alamino. To the right and left of him are going to be different parts of him. And when the next row, when we talk about Yaakov, next to him, the right and left also going to have different parts of him. You with me? But often Shadar Ponim Mamish desire Yeshte Shuros. Nekol Shura Yeshba Shlosha Oras. Ha'ora and Tzai Shabakov Shura Hem He Mechavenes. Mechavenes mamish b'yosheh derzah k'neged shtei oros yamin small noitim elek lakson omnam kulam hem der ponim dezah bo v'nivarem at b'pchotos. Now we're going to explain. V'hine shura pnim esmuch lezah mitzad ponav yesh ba shlosha oros ha'emtsoi hi dor midbar. Again, the first row that we have in front of zah is going to be the dor midbar, right directly in front of zah. Now asher kvar nitzvah le'em v'shnei matah esheim b'yamin small. Remember the matah Stam and Mat Elokim, Mat Moshe. It's going to be on the right and left side of the Dor Midbar. V'hine, v'sefer Zohar omru, ki shtei matos hem ha'echad nikra Mat Stam, which is anikras Mat Hashem, v'ashen nikra Mat Elokim, to the left-hand side. Elokim meaning on the left-hand side, which is Dinim. Easy to remember. Umatis Dam Kineged Mate Hashem, that's on the right hand side in Kinyavim Dor Midba, on the right side of Dor Midba, Mate Elokim Hu be smaller, Kisham Hashem Elokim Hu Dinim the Gvur. The inner Kiryasam Matos, why they call him Matos? Who Lishtesibus, for two different reasons, why these two parts of him on the right and left side of Dor Midba is called Matos, staffs. The first pshat is because they're not mamish in front of the ad, they're noite, which is loshon mate. So that's why it's called part of a balaxon. The einon ella, my girsa says, the einon ella can get tzide azab yamim usmal velo biyoshaponav ella noitim ella laxon bekenzav. That's the first pshat. The second pshat, why they're called matas, who ki benoda yesod nika vav tzir. We know that the za, the yesod, any yesod of any partu has yesod, which is a long tzurim, like a vav. Ki tzurasa ki ein vav aruchah ve'elu aoretz ayotzem yesod aba. Hem orod aruchu kein vavim chenikot matas ki matas hem tzuros vavim mamish. And as they're going out, they're coming in like a straight line. That's why they're called matas. They have the shape of a matas. Hine lios iga arosh beshura hi yotzes beyosher. Really, the ika and the strength of the shef is going straight. And that's going to create the Dor Midba and Yaakov. Lachen ika arosh beshura rishon hi emso is nika Dor Midba. That's the ika matarim. Ah, shnei matos omdi balaksan tfilim elav ki arotam moetis the kol ze der ze b'shura shnia aram tzoyes anikra Yaakov hi ika arov shtei arot omedus balaksan tfilim elav ki arotam moetis. Also in Yaakov, on the right hand side, the left hand side is going to have oilos over there creating partsufim, but they're going to be tofel him. V'hine matos elul shneim nitin l'moshe rabbeinu alav shalom. And that both of these matos were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you know that? He had two matos? V'gam kein nikru al shemo mate Moshe. That's why it's called mate Moshe. Hu l'siba nizker le'el ki shneim yotzu miyesod abba asher sham hu sham hi b'chines Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Because again, everything comes from yesod abba. That's the shor shneshom of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is creating the matas, as well, those two sticks also belong to Moshe, shows in the Shom, and that's why they call Matas Moshe. The Yosef mit alem toch Zah kenoda, because they go through Zah, they're hidden to Zah. Shebo notun das de Zah mitzad Abba, that's where the das de Zah, because that's where the shosh of the das is that's coming from. So the Abba is bringing that das down. וכמו שכל מה שברוצון יסוד האבא לסוס אויסו על ידי אלו פעול אוסוב שהם שתי מרצות שבחוץ, זה פתאום יסוד האבא wants to do a pool, he's משפיע דרך these two matters as a figure of speech. Can Moshe, therefore, that represented in the material world also, that Moshe Rabbeinu should take these two matters and use them in the same way to create these miracles. Can Moshe Rabbeinu lava shom haya oise kol pulosa var yede elo matzos aposhutu. That is poshut, says the Rizom. V'arin izbay shtei alaksonos shehem shtei metzide or dor midba b'shur harishon shel smucho lezah. ועוד נשתי אלאקסם ושתי צידה יעקב עצמו אשר בשור הרחיצונה היא הם ערב רב מצד ימין. So ערב רב was on the side of יעקב אבינו, ולפי שנשמוסם באים משם הוא צד ימין, לכן נסגר וכך חסד is always on the right hand side, so they had this extra push, extra shefa called חסד on the right hand side. That's why the Dor Midba was misguided. And this is all מה שבאמרנו בערב רב שהם ניצוצים, ניצוצים זה משה רבינו, הלב השומר בסוד, לכת, כי שיחס עמך. As Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, go down because your people have become destructive. And therefore, since the Pasuk is in reference to his people, it's mashma that they come from the nitzutzos of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can understand that again because the Yesod Abba represents the Shosh Neshama. Well, I should say the Shosh Neshama comes of Moshe Rabbeinu, comes from the Yesod Abba, and that is producing now this patzuf be'alatz on the right hand side of Yaakov, which is the Erev Rav. And that's why he was so much matriach himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, to get the Erevah to Mizgah, to come out of Mitzrayim, because they were part and parcel of the Neshama of his. Asher al kein toru ba'avuram kol kach, umeis ba'avuram, b'midbar ba'avuram, and he died for them. He rotsu l'takelem keniske b'mokom achem. What happened on the left hand side of Yaakov? What came out of that? He bechilas Esav Achi. That was Esav came up on the left hand side. Yos mismol lo nizgaya. Kvan is bi'alnu she'ika aro hi be'em emsam shuhu Yaakov. The ika ashpo comes from the middle. That creates the parts of a Yaakov. Ach mishneit stova arotim mu'etes. Whatever is coming from leaking on the both hand side of Yaakov are much weaker. Kavuchom on the left hand side, which you have the dinim on there, that's where Esav came about. Om nam, how was small he Yosef Moetz Mira Yimin? Kinizgaler, the Kinizgayo Erevav Esav lo nizgay. That's why they had the advantage. Erevav was Mizgay, and Esav was not, because he was inside the dinim. He wasn't so motivated, as they say. Gam oisem shebeshura apinimia krova leza. Ein chitzoinim nogoim v'niachalzim b'hem kol kach, aber Esav v'erev rav shem rochokim izah b'shura chitzone sholtu b'hem chitzone yoyte v'smol hu Esav sholtu yoyse me'erev rav l'yoyse me'smol k'nizka. And the further you got away from Zah, the more the chitzoinim were popping there and really inside. And Kol Shekein on the left hand side, that means the fourth quadrant over there on the left hand side of Yaakov, that's where you have the most dinim, and that's why you had Esav being being hit so much with these challenges of being on the left hand side of Tzad Gvur and Zinim. Obezit Tavim Dinya Erev Rash Kol Kach Tor Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem Legayram Ki Hayu Nitzutzov Kinitzka V'Kmo She'omer HaKotuv Lered Ki Shiches Amcha Mamesh. They actually come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kemosh Kotzav Le'el V'Dor Midbar Ayu V'Chinas Das Mitzad Abba Shebezah Nika Das Elyon Gam Erev Rav Nimshok Misham Kenoda. Because again, everything's coming down from the same car. L'chein Gam Erev Rav Gematria Das. Erev Rav is Gematria Das Das Elyon. That's again part and parcel of the same thing. Gam Bilam, Gam Bilam Ayu V'Chinas Klippas. Why not throw Bilam into that as well? Because we know that Shokul, like Moshe Rabbeinu, was Bilam. Why? Because he was also from the Shorsh of the Das of Zah. Gam Bilam, Hayim Bechilas Klippas in Echez B'Das Zah. Because there's also Sigim over there. Kemosh Kosev Yodeh Das Elyon. Elyon Mamesh Lechen Hayim Mitkatcheg V'Dor Amidbo Lefi Ki Gbo Hayah Dovu V'Achyam Nifrat Misham. Bilam was part of the Das Zah like Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was Nifrat from that. He didn't want, he wanted to take a different direction in his life. He had free choice. He hated it because Mamish is antagonistic feeling, because that was a Shosh and the Shama being pulled both ways, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. Gam Tavin in an Esav. Shekokach Tor Aviv. Same thing. The Yitzchak was Tor so much for Esav. Why? Bekirbo machmas kanfe shchina lebrocha. He wanted to give a brocha to Esav over Yaakov and so on and so forth. Why is that? Because he was part and parcel of his neshama. That's why. Kemosha omar kotov yehev Yitzchak and Esav lefi she Yitzchak hu mitzad small hu gvur. Because Yitzchak also was inside small. The gvur's chilek like Esav. V'gam Esav hu mitzad small the Yaakov. Same type of situation. Vayanim shom mitoch yisod elyo de abba kiniska. Vegam tira ki Esav nechaz v'sod de abba mibchinas achurayim shelo. Also we find in Indian that Esav is nechaz in the yisod de abba, as we know, mibchinas achurayim shelo v'shehem yudvav dalet. We know how to spell Havai by now, but Achurayim is Yudvav Dalet. Yudvav Dalet K Yud. Yudvav Dalet K Yud Vav Yud Vav. Yudvav Dalet K Yud Vav Yud Vav K Yud. That's the Achurayim of Havai the Abim. Shem Gematra Kapad. Listen to this, very interesting Lush. The Gematra of all the Achurayim is 184. Im Asor Oysis Gematra, when you add the 10 letters of that long name, it spells Tzedek. The Rotsu, that means Esav wanted to le'achez v'Yaakov sha'arosa merube k'niska. Esav had a kina for Yaakov. You know why? Because he knew that the Ika Shpo was coming from Yisod, the Abba, which was the Shorish Neshama of Esav, and Yaakov, and but Yaakov was getting the thrust of it, the most of it. The Rotzel it karev love, you want to come close to it. Vaz is karev itraches tzedek in Yaakov. Tzedek is the achrayim of this of the shefa of this sod. Of where Esau was Ne'achaz, which was right next, which was on the left hand side of Yaakov, that was the Tzedek Shebo. Tzedek with add the Gematria of Tzedek and Yaakov together, you make the Gematria of Esau. Isn't that interesting? Ki Kain Gematria Shovim, because they're both the same Gematria. Tzedek and Yaakov, that Mokum of the Kedusha, where Esau was holding by with Yaakov, makes the equivalent of Esau, because they're again in an antagonistic position right next to each other, fighting and battling to get the shefa. The inyan b'mashal kosov le'el al, because we know that shteitan in rochav le'ah and sov perek beis shemoshe Yaakov hu gematria shnei shemot elokim im esa oisesh behem. Okay, I think we're starting a new inyan. We're going to stop it here. Hashem will continue next time we meet. Shkoyach.